what you think back on when you think, like, oh, like, we're really locked in, like, you're going to be my brother forever?
I mean, I kind of felt like that the moment we got on the boat, you know, right after the plane ride, we got to Seattle. I mean, it just kind of felt a connection there, and we're like, yeah, we're going to be the reason we changed this program around, so. Just the way he details everything out, you know. He don't leave no stone unturned. You know, we go over everything, every little detail, because it matters, you know. You think it don't come up in a game, and then you realize, like, oh, yeah, that extra step on that tackle could have saved us 2-3 yards, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So just the way he details everything out.
And when he pulls up those plays, like, hey, there's a misstep here, this is something you guys could improve on, what does that do for the whole room?
I mean, we are, like I said, we look each other in the eye and tell us, like, we're going to be this. This is the standard we set ourselves to, so nobody blinking out when somebody gets on you about stuff like that. So, I mean, it's kind of easy when all the guys are bought into what the game plan and how coach is going to coach us. It's easy to buy into it. Darrell Revis. I mean, just the way he takes the field, the way he took the building on being on the island one-on-one with the best receiver in the league. I mean, he was able to do it for a long time, man. And then that's the heart of a line right there, man. You're talking about a guy who don't back down for nobody. That's him.
And personally-wise, in your life,
is
there a man or woman
you? Yeah, my mom, man. You know, she did everything for us, you know, being a single-parent household. She got things done. I mean, we're literally, like, making magic happen. And I was able to sit there and watch her do that, so.
Did you have a chance to talk to her in the last couple of hours since the Super Bowl week started?
Yes. I mean, now we just talk about shopping and stuff like that, so. No, it's really her shopping. I ain't really shopping, you know. I'm gonna wear my team issue gear. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was asking Julian about this, the idea of positionless football being so prevalent with guys like Kyle Hamilton, Ryan Brand, Stephen Moore. Where do you see kind of that developing over the next few years?
I mean, I think it's going to be a big thing coming up, because having guys who can play multiple positions like that at a high level, man, I mean, you want those guys on your team. So I think it's really going to be an evolving factor in the next upcoming years.
I have a take that, like, Kyle Hamilton is just as valuable as Myles Garrett. Do you think there's any merit to that with being able to kind of cover more areas of the field?
I mean, it also depends on, like, the team and what you need at the moment. So a lot factor into that. You can't really pinpoint what it is. So it's all about what your team needs at the moment. No, it's not strange at all. You know, it's actually an accomplishment for us. So,
you guys are pretty young across the board, but up front, in particular, Leo, Jay Reed, D-Lo, you got some really young or old veteran guys there. What is their experience and leadership at your defense?
I mean, it means everything, man. Having those guys in the room, you know, and the way they set the standard and hold it, like, the way they consistent through their workout, you could tell, like, they've been good for a long time just by the way they work, like. It doesn't happen overnight, but those guys stay consistent with it every day. And you can tell why they've been great in this league for so long. So.
What does it mean they're all going to be playing their first Super Bowl after a decade?
I mean, it means everything. Being able to give a chance, get a guys like that a chance to play in the Super Bowl, man, I'm more happy for them than I am for myself, you know, man, because there's no way they didn't make the Super Bowl. I just can't believe it. Like, the way they play together, man, the way they go about their business is just kind of shocking to me, so. I mean, kind of, but like I said, the way we go about our business now, man, it just treat every game the same. So it's like, it's no really pressure on us, to be honest.
What's going to go through your mind before kickoff? I mean, you take a minute to kind of look around and kind of take it all in?
Yeah, you got to take a moment to absorb everything and, you know, take a moment to enjoy where you at, be where your feet are. But when the ball kick off, man, all that go out the window, we had a game to win, so. Say that again. You know, being able to be here with my guys, you know, interacting with y'all, doing this media stuff, all that. I mean, literally everything, you know. But most of all, just being with our team, you know, celebrating what we accomplished over this season. But we're not done, so. I mean, you know, like, when teams get up on us, we feel like it's not nothing that they did, it's something that we did. We always believe that. So when we go in, we make our adjustment. You know, we just got to be better in the halftime. Like I said, man, we look ourselves in the eye and we tell each other, man, we set a standard for ourselves and we're going to hold each other to that standard. So when we're not doing it, man, we look, you know, we feel some type of way about it, and then we got to go out there and correct it, so. I mean, it's everything. You know, I thank the God every day for allowing me to be here. You know, my family, they stayed on me. You know, they always push me to be who I am, you know, every day. And then football gave me the opportunity to take care of my family. So, you know, just being a great teammate. So.
Thank you, guys.